This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Capitol Police Department says it made significant security upgrades, including increasing manpower, after getting intelligence about a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol today. The threats prompted the House of Representatives to cancel its Thursday session. The Senate is scheduled to meet. The Capitol building has been protected with the help of National Guard troops and surrounded by an extended security perimeter with tall fencing since a January 6 attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. That mob breached the Capitol as members of Congress met to certify President Joe Biden's election victory over Trump. Thursday's date is connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Trump, who repeatedly falsely claimed mass voter fraud cost him the election, would return to power on March 4th, today. The date was inauguration day for U.S. presidents until it was moved to January 20th, back in 1933. Meantime, the top intelligence officials of the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security made a troubling acknowledgement in congressional testimony Wednesday. Neither agency had garnered intelligence indicating that supporters of Trump would storm the Capitol building on January the 6th in an effort to overturn the November election results. The testimony comes amid a growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead-up to the Capitol attack and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Biden responded to reporters' questions Wednesday about the governors of Texas and Mississippi ending mask mandates and allowing businesses to fully reopen, saying it's a big mistake in the midst of the pandemic. Biden said, as the nation makes progress with vaccinations, the last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. During the previous administration of Republican Donald Trump, who downplayed the severity of COVID-19 despite eventually becoming infected himself, not wearing a mask became a political statement. Since taking office in January, Biden and top federal officials repeatedly have emphasized mask wearing and social distancing while the country escalates the number of Americans being vaccinated against the virus. Seated protesters flooded the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second-largest city, on Thursday to reject the last month's military coup. Well, the protest comes a day after an estimated 38 people were killed in what the United Nations official called Myanmar's bloodiest day since the army takeover at the beginning of February. Protesters have regularly taken to the streets of cities across Myanmar. Since the military seized power and ousted the elected government of leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy Party, the military has claimed widespread fraud in last November's election, which the NLD won in a landslide. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the claims. The Pentagon says a U.S. contractor died Wednesday when at least 10 rockets slammed into an airbase housing U.S. and other coalition troops in western Iraq. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the contractor suffered a cardiac episode while sheltering and died shortly afterward. Speaking to reporters, President Biden said the rocket strike is being investigated. He added, quoting now, "We're identifying who's responsible and we'll make judgments from that point." The rocket attack was the first since the United States struck Iran-aligned militia targets along the Syria-Iraq border last week, killing one militiaman and stoking fears of another cycle of tit-for-tat attacks, as happened more than a year ago. And investigators in South Sudan trying to determine what caused a commercial plane to crash on Tuesday, killing 10 people, including the two-member crew. For more news, please join us at our website, VOAnews.com, and also the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.